We're going to start today with Dr. Shelley Lenz. Most of you know Dr. Shelley. She's the owner of the Kildare Vet Clinic, and she might have sold that. We'll find out from her in just a little bit. But and she did run for governor in the state of North Dakota, but she's very passionate about the issues that she strives for. And in one of the letters that I saw that she wrote dealt with actually the health of soil. And so I was like, I want to talk to Dr. Shelley about this. Dr. Shelley, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hi, Joel. Good to be back. Thank you.
Do you still own the vet clinic?
Yeah, well, I have two vet clinics. I have a State Avenue Vet Clinic in Dickinson and the Kildare Vet Clinic, which was my first vet clinic. But during COVID, I consolidated resources to my State Avenue Vet Clinic in Dickinson. So the building of the Kildare Vet Clinic is for sale.
Okay.
And then
I didn't
also
know if you were still practicing veterinary medicine or not. I didn't. That was kind of what I was getting at. I thought that you had said, you know what? I did a great job. I got some great people I'm working with. They can run the shop now, was kind of a thing I thought.
Correct. I own the practice still, and I recently had one of my dear veterinarians move to Bismarck to be closer to family, so I fill in now. I'm a little bit back in.
Yeah, good. Good, because they need you. I know that. Dr. Shelley, you wrote an op-ed, and you wrote a letter speaking about soil condition. Tell people what the premise of your letter was.
Well, so coming up on September 15th, the House and Senate Ag Committee will be deciding how to allocate $135 billion of the infrastructure bill to agriculture and food security. And this one aspect that I think is most, not me, but a lot of people believe is, I would like to have some of that monies go to healthy soil, soil conservation, and value-added agriculture. Why? Because it touches all aspects of North Dakota life. It includes climate resilience, and in a state that is very prone to floods and drought, healthy soils will help mitigate some of that damage. It captures carbon. So the Biden administration has made a commitment to natural climate solutions. And soil, one of our greatest resources, is a great carbon sequestration. And everybody agrees now that big investments into carbon capture is going to help with us. But it also adds to water quality. So all the algae blooms that we get every year, that can help be mitigated by healthy soils. Food security. And it actually brings so many different populations together, whether you're a restaurant owner, a local food movement, rancher, farmer, veterinarian. It brings all North Dakotans together on common ground with one of our greatest resources. And so we're asking for the federal government to consider investing in healthy soils and value-added agriculture.
So how do you do that? I mean, what do you, obviously the... You know what the fiscal, get your hands on the money, but what do you spend the money on? Where does it go?
So it can go directly to, and so what's really great about North Dakota, one of the great things about North Dakota is we have independent farmers laws, farming laws. And so part of it is directly helping farmers and ranchers access to some of the tools and resources to promote healthy soils, whether it's cover crops or learning of, you know, about cell range management, education, research from our universities going into them where they connect some of the science to the practicalities of what we're living with here in North Dakota. So that would be a big one. Of course, like $3 billion, I'm saying, to value-added agriculture for farm renewable energy. That would help decrease inputs. Livestock processing, like a regional slaughtering facility, and so those are some of the things we look at, and some education programs. Like a lot of people, public opinion, which is largely in the non-food producing groups, really need to connect with our farmers and ranchers, you know, in rural North Dakota, and so that education of connecting our non-food producing North Dakotans with our food producing North Dakotans would go a long way in shaping public opinion and understanding what, you know, farmers and ranchers are going through all the time.
See, to me, collectively, Dr. Shelley, the one thing that always gets me mad is when people talk about farmers as though they're not good stewards of the land, when that's how they make their living. That's what they love each and every day. They get up in the morning and they work land. That is their infrastructure. And you just talked about educating the public. I wonder if people who go to the grocery store every day even understand how a farmer utilizes land and what they do to produce the product that these folks are fortunate enough to be able to buy at a by the way, a good price. And so when you talk about education in the whole process, that's the one that really gets my attention. I hope you win on that, I guess, is what I'm building up to.
I hope so, too. It's about connections, and it builds that relationship. And you can start actually talking to a farmer, you know. I mean, farmers and ranchers speak a different language sometimes because of, you know, that's their profession. And they forget how little people know about the land and where their food comes from. But they are happy to share it. And I think that builds that more trusting relationship and connection, for sure.
So traveling all over North Dakota as you did, meeting people and doing everything you could in a COVID world that you had to deal with, but yet still be able to communicate. What is the average farmer believe? Are we still here in the upper Midwest climate deniers? Do we believe that there is something bad happening when it comes to climate change, or we just for the most part think it's nature, that climate is something that changes as time goes on?
You're asking me about farmers and ranchers specifically? Yeah, I think we talk more about soil health than climate changes. And we consider more climate resilience, and they understand that. But more importantly, we're talking, I think, what most farmers want to know, because they're making a living feeding the world, but also feeding their family, is how can I make this profitable? So any business owner knows you either decrease expenses or increase output. Soil health and climate resilience does both. You can decrease input, like with just cover crops, for example. You can maybe use less fertilizer. You can have less pesticides. That's decreasing input. Increasing output would be, well, your crops aren't destroyed in a drought or in a flood. So I think they talk more, and I enjoy talking more about how does this affect profitability for my family's business. And that's what we kind of more talk about.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, both things are good for each other, right?
It's beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's so harmonious.
There's no loss in all of this, right? I mean, there's no...
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Shelley, I thank you. Anything else you want to get out to the public out there?
Yeah, call your elected officials and ask them to invest in soil and value-added agriculture in this infrastructure. It's one of the most important parts of our infrastructure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you coming on.